We continue the practice of Tonglen, only now we're going to expand our circle. So instead of just doing it for one person or just a few people, now expand that circle to include quite a few people. When we do the Tonglen practice is exactly the same. We visualize that all of these people that we're visualizing, all of their negative karma, all of their unhappiness, their worries, their physical ailments, all of their suffering and pain is dissolved into this big black smoke. And we breathe in this black smoke. We breathe this black smoke into our heart center. When it gets into our heart center, it dissolves all our self-grasping and our self-cherishing. That then dissolves into boundless light, which when we breathe out, all of this boundless light of love and kindness and joy enters into all of these sentient beings, and all of their suffering is removed. They become free of the suffering. They become content and happy. And we continue this practice, breathing in the suffering, dissolves our self-grasping, and breathe out again this love and kindness and joy, this boundless light. And do this for as long as you can in the practice. The procedure will be a little bit different. How we start is again first with the open awareness for 3 minutes, and then start as we did in the first practice, just visualizing that you're doing it for that one person that you have this good connection with, and then after a while expand it to all of those sentient beings, the larger group that you are practicing for in this session. And then end the session with 2 minutes of open awareness again. And then for homework, wherever you are in your daily activities, if you have some spare time, practice Tonglen for others. It can be the people around you. It can be for one person. It can be for a group of people around you. For instance, maybe you're going to catch a bus. As you get onto the bus, practice some Tonglen for everybody on the bus. Wish to take on their suffering and wish for them to have great happiness and breathe out great happiness and joy for them. It can be people that you can see that are around you. It can just be people that you think of. They don't necessarily have to be there with you. In any situation where you have some spare time, for a small group of people, for one person, for quite a big group of people, practice Tonglen.